Hello, friends. You're listening to Conversations. We thank you for tuning us in today. And by the way, I'm Don Shire. I'm with Dave Wager, who is the president of Silver Birch Ranch. Silver Birch Ranch is an awesome ministry here in the North Woods of Wisconsin. We hope that you would at least go to the website, but better than that, make plans to come up sometime and experience what God is doing here. How are you today, Dave?
Good. It's good to be with you, Don, and it's always good to think that people are listening, that we get an opportunity to point towards God and the Bible and
That's
give
right.
them some real answers for life.
Yeah. Well, that's what we call it, conversations. You and I have been friends for a long, long time, and I've always enjoyed getting together and just talking about how we're experiencing God in our ministries. Dave, as you know, I do a lot of traveling, and one of the places I used to go to a lot is to the jungles of Venezuela. And Mike Dawson,
Oh, yeah.
I met him here at Silver
Right.
Birch Ranch many years ago, I remember going down there, and I would wake up sometimes at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, laying in my hammock, and I would look down, and I would see a light on at Joe Dawson's home, and that was Mike's father, who went to minister to the Yanomami tribe. And every once in a while, I'd go down there because I knew he was up. He was studying God's word. He was spending time in prayer, and I would sit and listen. Sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning, just listen to his testimony about trusting God through the years and how God had sustained him and his family in a very difficult place to live, but yet he was just overflowing with praise of how God had taken care of them. And you've heard the phrase, birds of the same feather flock together.
Yeah.
I used to just go down there and hope that some of that would just rub off on me. And I'm not there yet, but I am finding out, Dave, in the ministry that I'm involved in, and I know that you are finding out the same things, is that God is God, and he just wants us to get to know him and trust him and love him and draw people towards him.
Yeah. You know, we make the Christian life way too difficult, Don. I mean, we make it rules, regulations, what it really is a relationship
It
with
sure
God.
is, yes.
And the relationship matters. The position that we have matters. I mean, think about it. I'm married, you're married, I've been married 34 years. And because I'm married, I have rules in my life. I call them what you want. You know, I'm not going to be dating another woman.
Guidelines,
Yeah.
yes.
I'm not going to be going out on a date with some other woman than my wife. I'm not going to go out to eat alone with a woman other than my wife. See, now, the reason I have those guidelines is because of the fact that I have a relationship.
You want to protect what you have,
Yeah.
yes.
And that's what we don't understand. When we love God, that's a relationship worth protecting. So we readjust our lives so that we can love God. And that nothing distracts us from that. Because if we don't do that, we're in big trouble. Because those little distractions get in the way. There's a verse in the Bible, cast all your care upon him. Anxieties, cast your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. No, that's not what I'm thinking of. There's another verse. Be anxious for nothing. Okay? They both have the word anxious in there. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything in prayer and supplication. Now, the word anxious in that verse actually means be distracted by nothing. Be distracted by nothing. You know, have you ever, I'm sure this isn't the case, Don, because I think you're probably up for husband of the year and grandpa of the year and stuff, but have you ever had your wife talk to you about something, but you're busy somewhere else with your head? I
Sure.
mean, like reading the paper, watching a football game, and she's talking about something. And, you know, I've had Linda do that a lot to me.
Yeah, I have actually had to discipline myself to make sure I look at her
Yeah.
and focus on her sometimes because it's easy to be distracted and only hear a little bit of what she's saying
Oh,
and then forget.
it is. And I've actually had Linda be talking to me at times and then say some real radical things like, you know, we're at war with the Russians or you know, the roof just caved in the back bedroom. And I'm going, yeah. You know, it's like, okay, fine. She gets, you know, what happens basically
She makes her
is
point,
she
doesn't
makes her
she?
point. I'm
Yes.
not listening. And, you know, that happens with us with God. We get distracted and we get distracted very easily. You know, if you were to sit down today and take a list of all the things in life that distracted you, what would be on it? You know, I read some surveys the other day, and they were secular surveys, not Christian surveys. The average person in the United States of America spends, and I can't remember the point, but it's 3.2 or 3.6 hours a day in social media. In other words, Facebook and Twitter, 3.6 hours a day. I read another survey that said the average Christian in the United States will read the Bible about three times a year. Now I don't know if these are accurate or not, but let's say they're not, and let's give them some more latitude one way or the other. It's still dismal. You know what I mean? It's like 3 point something a day where I'm looking at other people's lives. You know, did you ever think of that Facebook thing? You know, I know once I start saying this, we're going to get all kinds of emails. So email Don at donchairministries.com and tell him your comments. But, you know, have you ever thought about when you and I were younger, would we ever carry around pictures of ourselves and then sit down and just show them to people and say, look at us, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Look at my selfies.
Yeah, would we ever do that? I mean, would that be acceptable in any way, shape, or form?
It's not even now, no.
No, you know what I mean? So if I came over to your house, let's say I came over and I was going to spend time with you and Kathy, and I just had this pocket full of pictures of me throughout what I did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I just sat down and said, hey, Don, here's what I ate for breakfast. Look at this. Hey, Don, here's what I was doing. Here's what my lawnmower looks like, and then here's me on the lawnmower, and then look at the pattern I put in the lawn. And, I mean, what would you be thinking if I spent my whole time doing that with you? You know, it's like...
Yeah, I'd be distracted.
Yeah, man. you'd say, get out of here. You know, what I think is happening in our country, the average person by these surveys in the United States of America spends 13-point-some hours a day in media, not counting work time. Now, someone might say, hey, that's an awful lot. I don't know how they do it. Well, understand how these surveys are done. They're done so that if I'm looking at Facebook and watching a movie for an hour, that's 2 hours in the survey because there's two different forms of media that I'm taking in at that point. So you can say, well, that doesn't blend well with me. I don't care. Whatever. The point is very simple. We have a nation of biblically illiterate people who are very literate on media stuff, who are very literate. They'll go to a three-hour movie, no problem. They'll do 3 hours on Facebook, no problem. They'll do me pictures, selfies all over the place, no problem. But we don't know God. You see, what's interesting is maybe Facebook itself and maybe a movie itself or maybe a television program itself is an evil. But what's happened is they become distractions. Mm-hmm. Just like if I'm sitting there, you know, reading a newspaper and Linda's trying to talk to me, that's a distraction. The newspaper itself can't sit there and say it's evil or anything else, but it's a distraction.
Yeah. Well, you know, I go back to where I started the program today with Joe Dawson. He would get away from all of those distractions. No one around, except me if I woke up early and came down to visit with him. But he was spending time with God.
Yeah. You know, as I get older, and it's probably the curse of all older people, I sleep less. And, you know, it's often that I'm up at 4:30, 5 in the morning now. And I love that time period. I'll sit and I'll read and I'll study and I'll meet with God. And nobody bothers anything at that hour of the morning. Mm-hmm. So until about 9 o'clock, I have things, you know, between me and God just cool in that sense. Now, after 9, everything's on its own. I mean, people come in, this happens, you need to hear, you need to do this. You know, all of a sudden I lose control of my life, it seems. Mm-hmm. But in reality, I don't.
Now, we're talking about discipline, but, you know, let's get to the root of why. You know, what is the result of really getting rid of the distraction and really focusing on God?
Yeah, you know, the result is basically we get to live in the vein of the way we were actually created. I was created in a very peculiar way. I was created to be with God intimately. In other words, John 15, I think, where it says, abide in the vine. As you abide in the vine, if you're not a part of the vine, you don't have anything. But if you are a part of the vine, that's where you get all of your nourishment, all of your purpose, all of your identity is being part of that vine. And I think what happens is the distractions keep me from understanding the importance of intimacy with God. And Satan's really good at fueling the distractions because any relationship that's worth its, you know, any relationship takes time and takes rules or guidelines, or you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, great thoughts, Dave. I think we'll carry on this conversation a little bit more next week. You've been listening to Conversations. That's Dave Wager. You've been listening to President of Silver Birch Ranch. I'm Don Shire. We thank you for listening. If you'd like to know more about this ministry here, go to silverbirchranch.org. That's silverbirchranch.org. And there's contact information on there. We hope that you'll take advantage of that. And in the meantime, we'll be preparing for next week.